You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Hello, fantastic listeners, and welcome back. My name is Michael White, and I'm a certified and registered hypnotherapist, but more importantly, the hypnotist extraordinaire. You find yourself walking in a dark building. You can hear your footsteps as you're walking along the tiled floors. They echo through the long hallways. You realize that you are in a museum of some sort, and that there are paintings on the walls, dimly lit, because the museum is closed for the evening. The place has an ancient feel to it, a place of deep solemnity, a place of dark contemplation. As you're walking along, you start noticing that every single painting is a portrait of you. But you also notice that these paintings were not painted by you. They were painted by other people. People that you've run into, or you've lived with, or you've met in your past. And as you gaze at each of these paintings, notice whether or not you enjoy looking at the painting. Perhaps there's a distorted view of you. Perhaps you have a large head, or your eyes are far apart, or your body is very round and your head very small. Perhaps you're very tall and skinny. Perhaps you are being surrounded by people in one of the paintings and everyone's pointing and laughing at you. Perhaps you're like a slug, slowly worming your way through life. Perhaps you are an adventurous sort who's out there strong and living life fully. What are these paintings representing, and who are their creators? As you're walking down the hallway, you slowly realize that this place is very familiar to you, and that you are, in fact, the curator of this museum. You are the one who has placed these paintings on the walls. You may not have realized that in the past, but as you're walking further and further down the hallway, you recognize all of this artwork. You recognize that you've believed that it's been worthy art, art that has meaning, and you've hung it on the wall to give it a place of prominence in your life. Do you like all of the paintings you've put on the wall? Most people would say no. Let's keep walking. I want you to walk all the way down to the end, where the masterpiece, the centerpiece of your gallery, sits. The light is a little bit brighter, and this is the painting you've made of yourself. Gaze upon it right now, and look at it. Is it a collection of all the other pieces of art that have hung on the walls before it? Perhaps it's been influenced by your mother, perhaps your father. Is it a blending of both of their ideas of who they thought you should be? Or even more specifically, who you thought they thought you should be? Is it perhaps a painting of their dreams for themselves, transferred upon your canvas? Perhaps it's a painting where you feel very proud of. Perhaps it's a painting that's in transition. Perhaps off to the right, it's still blank and white, waiting to be filled in. Perhaps it had darkness on one end and we see light at the end of the tunnel. What is it for you? It's different for everyone. Would you like the option of changing that painting at any time you'd like? Would you like the option of changing any of the paintings that have been placed on the walls? You can, since you are the curator, take paintings off the walls, replace them, put them down in the basement in the temperature-controlled room if you'd like. You can ship them off, send them around the country for a tour. You get to do whatever you want with these paintings. And even more fun, you can put out submissions for new pieces of art. And you can create your own art as well. Notice that there's a pile of canvases there waiting for you to pick up a brush or a scissors to make a collage. Or you can use clay if you want. You have so many media to choose from. You want to create a new painting. This painting will be the representation of how you want to be. No one else has any say in it. And as you make this most amazing, brilliant, genius-like piece of art, your new masterpiece, you'll notice, as you look back down the hallway, all of the other paintings changing to match this centerpiece of art. Do this, and do it well. You are the curator of your own museum. You decide what hangs on the walls.
For more information about Michael White and the services he offers, visit his free hypnosis blog, No More Trances. That's KNOWMoreTrances.com. This recording is sponsored by our friends at CreativeCreativity.com. Become a creative super genius in just minutes a day. If you would like to comment on this podcast or schedule a one-on-one telephone hypnosis session with Michael White, call 206-947-8390 or email nomoretrances@gmail.com.